Blog Talk Radio.
Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I've ever done. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I've ever done. Never disconnected, no, no. In his arms I feel protected. There's no place I'd rather be. Can you sing with me this evening? Can I hear you sing it? Sing it for me tonight. Come on, sing.
Can you stand?
I'd rather be cursed. There is no place. There is no place. There is no place. Let us have a well, there's no place we'd rather be, Lord. For there's no place we'd rather hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Falling in love with Jesus, glory be to God. Falling in love with Jesus. Was the best thing I've ever done. Worship God, amen, hallelujah. Father, we give you praise tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Somebody tell her, you provide the spirit. You know, I might not know the right words to articulate to you, Lord, but I know one thing, Lord, I'm giving you my heart. Lord, I'm giving you my heart, Lord. Lord, I don't know what to the scripture, Lord. But Lord, I heard it a lot of times, it said Jesus wept. Lord, I remember the other day we were reading, you wept because of Lazarus and the people too as well. You said, the Bible said you groan on the inside. But you told the Father something, and I just thank God for that. It's gonna be a day that we all gonna have to ask the Father for some help. You know what I'm talking about? And it don't always be about no money. And I'm gonna tell you this, Lord, help me spiritually. Help me spiritually, Lord. Lord, help me spiritually. There's some things I'm gonna tap in real, and we're gonna start praying when we get through these little scriptures I'm gonna read. Really was telling them something, and let's get in this word. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come in the most humble manner we know how, Lord. Thanking you, Lord, for your free spirit, Lord. Not to be here with no shape or fast, no, not to say we're the best, Lord, but we just come today to say you're the best, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, Lord. We come to you humble before the throne of grace, Lord. We find out, Father God, when we lift you up, everything we are. Lord, we just ask you to move.
Praise you, Lord.
Move in our heart, Lord. Move. Put forgiveness in our heart. Put love in our heart, Lord. Put, Lord, understanding in our heart, Lord. Lord, put your will in our heart, Lord, not our will, Lord. Lord, we know here lately you've been transitioning a lot of people. We know, Lord. A lot of people think been laid at rest right now, Lord. And, Lord, you know what you're doing, Lord. And we just ask you, Father God, to give strength in the name of Jesus, Lord. So we find out, Father God, when you come in, oh, heaven, Holy Spirit, everything is all right, Lord. So, Lord, we ask you, Father God, to bless the house, Lord. Maybe they might be don't understand. Maybe they have problems with the understanding. Lord, let it be someone there to minister to them, Lord. Let them know that, Father God, that you're God, you're a promise keeper, Lord. And, Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for the time that we have with you all week long, Lord. All the different speakers. All the ones that came out, took their time out just to come out and say, I have something from the Lord, and I believe it's healthy. And I believe it's so healthy, Lord, that I believe that even when man thinks that it's like it's the end, but you tell us it's the beginning. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Man's ending is better than his beginning, Lord. So, Lord, have your way, Lord. Have your way with understanding today, Lord. Lord, we come with open arms, Lord, trusting somebody's heart, Lord. Trust their heart, Lord, to be bold and to pray for. And maybe they might want to pray, Lord. But, Lord, we just ask you, Father, to come in the way, Lord. Bless us today, Lord. Bless us to be willing servants of you today, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Father God. We pray for all the ones that asked for prayer, Lord, just a few days ago, Lord. But, Lord, we ask one thing, Father, the strengthening that you give, Lord, let it be so they can strengthen others as well, Lord. So we believe that we'll save souls to save us, Lord. So, Lord, you said, why a man been converted, he should go out and strengthen his brother. So, Lord, help us today, Lord, with the word. If you come, Lord, teach the word today, Lord. Add a powerful anointing over the word that when someone hears, they want to apply it to their life, Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for having me. Thank you for Sister Martha.
Thank you.
Thank you for all the brothers and sisters to come out and help, Lord. We just ask you to move, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen, amen. Reverend, going through one of the scriptures that you can recite it, Rev. I know some of the people can recite this book, you know, come up. Matthew 6 over here.
Yes, sir.
Matthew 6 over here. And for some, maybe just not getting on, it's prayer time.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer time. We're going to pray today for the sick and shut in. We're going to pray today for the one God has transitioned from this life to his heart. We're going to pray today for the families that maybe be going through or maybe have to make a decision. We're going to pray today. Spiritual things. Not a car. Watch this, God. Not a house.
Mm-hmm.
Not a job. We're going to pray for someone to have a closer walk with God, help me, O Lord. Because we believe, after we get to reading the scripture, we're going to know and prep it that God shows you that he knows your necessity of life. He knows you need a car. He knows you need a job. And he knows you need finances. And he knows you need things clothed. He knows you need something to eat. He knows these things.
Mm-hmm.
But he says, seek him first. Oh, hear me out. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. Seek him first.
Mm-hmm.
And when you speak in the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Don't you know you got a promise there? But let me back up a little bit. Let me go a little farther so I can hear you. Matthew 6. I'm going to start at verse 5.
Yeah.
I'm going to start at verse 5. I don't know if you can hear me right now. Let me know.
Yes, sir. Loud
can you
hear me? Loud and clear.
Okay.
Loud and
clear. I got to push a little bit. And when thou prayest, thou should not be as the hypocrite are, for they love to pray. Help me, Holy Spirit. Standing in the synagogue. Watch this, brother. In the corners of the street, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their rewards. Help me out there.
Right.
Now I know we ain't gonna be along with that, but I just want you to know there's a way that Jesus, this stuff is in red. There's a way Jesus was teaching his disciples about the world of people who come to them. Oh, come to them. And he see people out there praying out loud. Or they're praying to the folk people. He's telling us right there, be aware of them. You hear me? Remember, he called them.
Mm-hmm.
He said, don't
mm-hmm.
be like the hypocrite. Standing up, love
right.
to hear to be heard and seen and when you're praying. That's what he told
yes,
them.
Sir.
Be on the street
that's
calling,
right.
you know, silent loud. He said, they get that. He said, they got that reward, really. They got that reward. He said, but thou prayest. He says, enter into a closet, help me, Holy Spirit. And when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret, and the Father which see in secret shall reward what? Thee
open.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So watch here now. He tell you about the one the getting their reward right then because they getting everybody to pat. Mm-hmm. Oh, he just sounds so good. I want her to pray. I want him to pray for me. Oh, look how they sound. You know, you know, and they probably do. They got a good way to put it out there. But he said, I want you to get in a closet. Now, this closet is not a physical closet either, my brother. So I know we think it is sometimes, but you need to get somewhere isolated. You remember a time Jesus, when he got through healing, when he got through preaching, he's still away. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He's still away, and they couldn't find him. I know I ain't saying the right thing yet, but he couldn't. They had to get away, and he got away, and he prayed, and cause some of the things we find out that we've been learning. Sometimes you can pick up spirits, brother. You know,
yes,
there's a lot of folks weren't ready for him either, brother. A lot of them weren't ready for him, brother. They weren't ready for him
that's
at all,
right.
brother. So we love this when we say this here, brother. God knows our heart. So we get away sometimes and ask God to help us, help me, Holy Spirit. So what I'm trying to say right now, he said when you get away and pray, you know, them not to be heard. You know, you get away
right.
and pray secretly, I will reward you openly. Help me, Holy Spirit. Somebody got prayed for, and you know, you remember how we quote this a lot. You know what I'm talking about? And we quote it a lot. We quote Isaiah a lot. Isaiah 65 and 24. We just quote it a lot. He said, and shall it come to pass that before they call, I will help. And while they are yet speaking, will I hear. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Well, God is a God, knows your heart. You know, come on. So when you go in secret, pretty much somebody can let the truth be told. There's some, you even got some things and you probably ain't praying for it. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. But God hears your heart, my brother. He hears your thoughts. That's why he allows a lot of things come in our life so that we can have. And so when we pray to the Father, when you pray to him, shut the door of all things outside, brother. Don't let no bills, don't let no kids, don't let no husband and wife. Sometimes you just got to get along with just be you and the Lord. And the Lord, just me, standing in the need of a blessing, Lord. And I'm gonna tell you something. You don't have to do this. Please don't. You don't have to do this. I'm telling you, I'm just gonna give you what I think, what I would do with it. You know, sometimes go to God, ask Him for a spiritual walk. Don't go to God always talking about some tangible, materialistic things. Go to Him sometimes. Lord, I want a spiritual walk with You, a closer walk with You. Lord, I just want to know You a little better, Lord. Help me in the things that hinder me to pray to You all the time. Go to God with some sincerity, and I bless You from the bottom of my heart. He will hear your prayer. And don't start seeking Him. Don't ask to seek Him on me right now. Don't help me, Holy Spirit. You're going to see some things, and He's going to show you that He's going to hear your prayer. Watch this.
Yes, sir.
So I can do this again. He said, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into a closet. And look what he said, and when thou shut the door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which is seek in secret shall reward thee openly. But, kept me over here, when ye pray, use not vain repetition as the heathen do. For they think that they, what he said? They shall be heard, but they must be. Now, I know it. We call ourselves, we have told they can go to us. That's what I'm talking about. When I'm reading, it's all in red, brother. God is trying to tell us how to pray to Him. That's what He's telling us. Jesus is teaching them and telling them what to say to Him. Don't be up there trying to make them words sound like you want to tickle everybody's fancy. I want to feel you when you pray. I want to know that it ain't nothing that you just do vain and glory. It's just a mist, Reverend. You just saying it because you learn a few words. You know, you learn a few scriptures and you try to give it to me. I know the scripture because I'm more important than a man's heart. Tell them what? The right word. I know this ain't going to be popular.
Yes.
I know it ain't going to be popular. Man. You might have been taught different ways when you read this scripture. Just give me a little time. I won't be through with this thing. God tells us when we pray, He don't want us up there. And I'm going to tell you something, I'm not jealous of nobody. Help me, Holy Spirit. If you like the way somebody sounds when they pray, that's between you and them. But I want to reach the Father. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. I want to reach the Father. And sometimes sounds ain't going to get me to get there. You know, I love a good tune. You know what I'm talking about? I love a good tune. But, boy, when that heart, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, meets to God's heart. Sometimes it ain't about all the words you say. Sometimes it is only just because He hears the heart. He hears your heart. And I'm talking about He hears it from the bottom of His heart. And He don't mind coming in and blessing you. But He wants you to be sincere with it, my brother. He don't want you to speak like you because you know so much in many words.
Mm-hmm.
He wants you to come with the correct. Sometimes you got to go straight to the point, brother. And say, Lord, I want this dollar that's on my check. I need this, dear Lord. And let me tell you something. If God be merciful, if God be kind, help me along the way. You know what God would do? Reverend, He'll do it, Reverend. You know, you don't have to sound like nobody. Be original. You know what I'm talking about? Be authentic. Don't be like somebody. Don't be like telling you because you learn how to hear real pray. That's real. You don't know what real went through to say what he said, how he tuned with the Lord. Because let the truth be told, we all got a testimony. Oh,
yes, sir.
Oh, help me, Holy. We all got a testimony. Mine might not be like yours. He might give you something just for you. And I can't stand it. And I got some stuff I got you probably can't stand mine. So what you do? Sweep around your own back door. So you sweep around, man. Reverend, when's the last time you look in the mirror? The last time you look in the mirror, Reverend. Watch this, Reverend. Look what this is. He said, but when you pray, use not vain repetition as the heathen do. For they think that they shall be heard from their much speech. He said, they think that. Because they rattle off, man. They just rattle off. He said, they think they're going to be heard. I'm getting this picture now. I'm going, I'm saying the right things now. You know, look how the people applaud when I pray. You know, and he said they're thanking this now. He said, be not ye therefore like unto them. For for your father knows what things you have need of. You know, I said that there, right?
Yes.
He said, before you ask him, again, we love Isaiah. You know, we always look at Isaiah. And I thank him about that because he knows our heart. He knows what we need, brothers and sisters. He do.
Yes.
You don't have to step there and pee to his head that he don't know. He knows what you need, brother. He knows what I need.
Yeah.
And he's right there. He's right there. Arms wide open. Remember that song, all right? And watch this here. Just for the sake of it. Watch Romans over here again. Romans 8:26. It says, likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmity. But we know not what we should pray for. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But as we
ought to,
but the Spirit itself make intercessory for us with the groaning, which it cannot be what? Father, help me, Holy Spirit. Did you hear what that
means? Yeah.
He said, likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmity. So we know not what we should pray for as we ought to, but the Spirit itself making intercessory for us with groaning, which cannot be uttered. And look what he said, and he that searches the heart, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, knowing what is the mind of the Spirit, because, brethren, he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God.
The will.
He knows that all things, I'm going to be doing that, y'all, working together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. I'm in the book, y'all. I'm in the book.
Yeah.
Paul, I'm in the book. So I know it might not sound right, but I'm in the book. You can do it. You can do what you do. He said you got to reward. He said, but I'm going to tell you how to do it. Now, you don't have to do it, but I'm going to tell you how to do it. So he teaches us how to pray. He teaches us how to come to him. And he then, you know, you can't fool me, Reverend. You can't fool me, Eric. You can't. I know your heart. I know you. I know your ups, and I know your downs. So don't come to me like that. You tell me some words like you don't fool me. You can't. We can't fool God. And I like this part. I like this part because the disciples, they wanted to pray like John taught his disciples, you know, teach us Jesus. Teach us. And Jesus said, after this matter, therefore pray ye. But then he said, after this matter, not do it, but after this, I'm going to give you some kind of something to show you how to present the prayer to the Father. That's what he's doing. He said, our Father, which art in heaven. See, we got to establish who we're talking to. We got to establish who we're talking to. No, we can't just go out there and call anybody, just start praying. We got to establish who created heaven and earth, who separated the firmament from the what? The ground. And look what he did, man. And he said it was good. This is the Father he's talking about. He said, our Father, which art in heaven. He said, hallowed be thy name. Thou will be done in earth as it is in heaven. I'm in the book, y'all.
Yes.
Give us this day our daily bread. That was it. And forgive us our debtors. This is the part a lot of us have a problem with, as we forgive our debtors. Listen, I'm gonna help you with this thing. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thou art the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. And what is that, brother? Amen.
Yes, sir.
And I love that book because I'm showing you how you can present the words to God. I'm showing you how to do it. If you use this kind of instruction to structure actual prayer, you know, I want you to know you got to honor him. You got to know, tell him what God you're talking to, because there's many gods out there. So I want you to know the God you're talking about. who created heaven and earth. I want to make so much. He said when you praying, he said the thing in on earth as it is in heaven. So we want wherever we go down here, it should represent what's going in heaven. The Lord come in. You know what I'm talking about. You know, and trust me, y'all, and all of us know this, who come out Monday through Friday, we try to do the daily bread. We try to have our daily bread. Oh, help me, Lord. We try to have it. In our daily bread that when we have, we try our best to convey God's word and eat God's word daily. What you got there, Brother Whitney?
Good morning, everybody. How y'all doing? And blessed day to be above the earth. But now, I want to, since y'all talking about the Lord's Prayer, how come it's two Lord's Prayers? How come it's two of them? One of them said forgive the debtors and the other said trespasses. Why is it two?
It's the same thing. It's a different writer. It's a different writer. Totally just different writer. They just, it's just like, okay, if I ask you to, me and you, we'll look at something. I want you to write a report on a subject, right? You give me what you give, word for word, what you see in there, what you got out there. And he doing the same thing as the other writer doing the same thing, what he's seeing. And if you look at this Brother Willard, the other one's more a little plainer, too. You know what I'm talking about? See, because Matthew spoke to the Jews. He strictly was talking straight to the Jews. That's why he was writing. It's writing to the Jews, writing like that. But it's the same thing, though. When you look at the words, when you go back and look at the words, you got Hebrew words, you got Greek words, and then you break it down to the English language. And like I'm saying, Matthew's writing to the Jews.
Okay. I mean, I don't understand what you just said, but okay.
Well, back up again. When you said forgive us our debt and our debtors, right? That's what you said?
Yeah.
And the other one said trespasses, right?
And the other said trespasses, yeah.
Lord, forgive me if I did something wrong to Brother Willie Dog. And then also, now forgive me for what I did to Willie Dog. I got to forgive Willie Dog what he does for me. Both ways. I can't.
But
so why can
trespasses and debtors, what did that relate together? Make me understand what debtors and trespasses, how they relate.
No, because both of them are sin. I mean, that's what they are. They're sin. The debtor and transgressor is sin. I trespass against somebody, that's sin. As I went against somebody and offended somebody, I'm going to put it like this, and then I'm asking you, help me pray for that person. And also, as I pray for that person, pray for myself for the wrongs I have done. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because there are some people that have offended you, right? Then also you have offended others, too. So that's what it's saying. You offended others, and also I offended you. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. I'm going to do some more research on that. That ain't going to be the end of this, isn't it?
I ain't mad at y'all. Hey, well, hold on. Let's get the dictionary out there. Let's look it up. Let's look up where it's supposed to be word.
Hey, that's what I'm doing now.
What's that word? Go to the word. We good. Go to the dictionary. Put it in the dictionary. Let's go. Let's walk with it.
But I mean, I ain't gonna do it now. I ain't gonna do it right now. I'm about to do it on my own call. When I come on, I want to have you know what I'm talking about. That's all I want to know. I just want to know about that.
Okay.
Some of them said trespassers, some of them said debtors.
Yes, it's different writing. Because if you hang on to me, I'm gonna read about when the next verse says. The next verse says what it says. It says in 14. It says, "But if you forgive me their trespass, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." When I say the Lord's Prayer,
I be saying forgive me, I be saying debtors instead of trespassers. But the more I look at it, I like the way trespassers sound better than I do debtors.
It's just a word. It's wordsmithing. It's just changing the word. That's all it is. Look at me again. Look at 14:15. And I'm with you though. But look at 14. We're going to type 14 and 15 together. Let's read 12 right quick. 12 says, forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. Now, you go down to 14, It says, forgive ye. He said, for if you forgive men their trespass, and your heavenly Father will also forgive you. You hear what I'm saying? But if you forgive not man their trespass, neither will your Father will forgive your trespass, your sin. If you don't forgive, like somebody did you wrong, that's the way I can put it. If somebody did you wrong, and you won't forgive them, the Heavenly Father's not going to forgive you when you ask them for your forgiveness. So he wants you to forgive others too, who a lot of folks make us mad, right? I say, I ain't gonna forgive you for what you done to me. Well, I can take it to my grave, you know what I'm saying? And that's what you just did. You took it to your grave. You know what I'm saying? Well, but he's telling you, before you come to me, you got to forgive that brother too. You're going to have to forgive that. So Jesus is teaching them to pray for their sins and pray for others who sin against them. One time, Peter asked the question. He said, how many times am I supposed to forgive him, Lord? Look how many times he came to me. He said, 7 times 70. And you know what that is. That's what, 490. And then we look at it like this. As often as they need it. If you can sit there and count how many times somebody hurts you in a day, you need prayer. You know what I'm talking about? And evidently, a lot of things right there, you need to consider if it's you too making it come up. Be, you know, the altercation there. Or maybe he or she offended you. You know what I'm talking about? But God said he wants to forgive
you. Rev, amen. Can I read another prayer that's got a whole other saying?
Come on,
and they
man.
Said, you know, and it says a
come
preaching
on.
Prayer. Can I?
Come on.
I got a minute to do that?
You got a lot of minutes. Come on.
Okay. It says, and y'all need to listen to me so you can see the difference in it now. It's saying almost
well,
the same
you,
thing,
but
it's kind of paraphrasing it, and it's breaking it down. And some of it, the more I read it, the more I can understand it. I've been saying the Lord's Prayer one way so many times until I heard y'all this morning, I started looking at the different prayers, and it says, and here it goes. This is another version that I got that I just looked up. It says, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. See how they kind of twist a whole lot of those words up, and they sort of like making it is about me or you or individuals?
Yeah, so you can interpret that now. That's why the King James language is different. A lot of people can't interpret it to the King James. That's why they go get the NIV, all these different translations to break it more down so they can understand. See, somebody's been reading the book.
They said this was recorded in the Gospels of Matthew and Luke.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is. We just read Matthew. Now go to Luke where it's at in Luke.
Okay. Well, I'm getting confused now. See, I've been listening now. Now I'm confused. I've been thinking this stuff all my life. Now I'm confused again.
No, that's what I'm confused. Now, where you at? Tell me where you at. Where you at?
I'm just saying I'm confused about the different prayers now. That I looked at them all of them, and I just been doing one all my, you know, normal my life that I've been paying attention. Then I see all these other different versions of prayers. I mean, it's the same thing basically, but I reckon is it the prayers
word.
Because different churches teach it a different way. If they bring it up, they teach it a different way.
They right, you're sure right. But what I'm finna say, brother, really, we talk about two different writers right now, though. Right now we're talking about two different writers. Now the interpretation of the two writers is on the individual. You know, this is what he thinks he gets out of the scripture. You know what I'm saying?
This might sound dumb, but it ain't dumb because if you don't know what it is, where's the Lord's Prayer in the Bible? Where is it at?
You just read it. Matthew 6
and 9. No, I read this here off of a thing I had researched. I mean, where is
that
in the Bible?
Matthew
6
and
9.
Yeah. That's where it starts at. Yeah. All the way down to 13. Well, we normally go, but for understanding like you need and myself need, we go all the way down to 15.
Okay.
Yeah. Come on with it. You got it, 9?
Now, y'all go ahead on. I just asked the question. I'm listening.
No. It's healthy conversation. That's what we're here for. This is what I'm talking about right here. If you got something you miss, there ain't nothing wrong with that. We'll stop. We'll try. Well, I'm going to do it, you know. I believe a brother will do it, too. Brother Randy, all of we will stop and try our best to explain. And we need to get in there because, you know, you're right. It's in Matthew. You just looked it up, right? Matthew and Luke, right? With Matthew 9.
It was telling me that's where it is. Now, Matthew 6, mm-hmm. Is that Matthew chapter 6? Is that chapter 6, verse 9? Is that what we're looking
for? Yeah. In verse 9, start right there.
Pray like the Father in the heaven, I'll be your name. Okay. See, it start off different. It don't start off our Father which art in heaven. It start off our Father in heaven. Hallowed be your name, your kingdom. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's actually.
Okay. Okay. See, I didn't know. I just had on my thing. I researched it on. It just said that I didn't know it was in Matthew. It just said that was the Matthew version of. Now I see what you're talking about. Now I see what I'm saying. What I just read is right
now,
in Matthew.
Now watch this. Now let's go to Luke. Yeah, let's go to Luke. Let's go to Luke 11, chapter 11. Go to Luke. And put your finger. Hold your finger right there. Hold your finger on Matthew. And let's go to Luke.
I done already took my finger off. Y'all got me. I didn't know I was going to get into this.
That's what we do, man.
Now, Luke,
what we're here
Luke
for.
What? Luke what?
Chapter 11.
Luke 11? Okay, hold
chapter
on.
Chapter 11. Yeah.
All right, I'm getting to Luke.
I'm going to give you something. This is, ain't nothing stupid, man, but no question.
All right, I'm in Luke 11.
We can begin at verse 1.
Verse 1,
this
yeah.
is what I was talking about earlier, about John. Come on, don't read it, though.
Yeah, I got it. I see it.
You see what I'm talking about? That's what I was talking about, different writers.
Mm-hmm. I see it. I got it.
Let me read it. Can you read it or you want me to read it?
Which one? Where you want
verse
to start
one.
At?
Verse 1. Stop at 4.
Stop at what now?
Verse 4.
It said, now Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples. And he said to them, you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. See, that's a new one. I didn't even know about that. And forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. That's another saying.
Let's do some teaching. Watch this. I want you to put your finger right there and look at them two. Verse 9 to 13 and verses in Luke 11, really 2 to 4, right? And look at how he wrote it and how Matthew wrote it. He left a few times.
I got it. So if you saying the Lord's Prayer, technically it's no set thing. It's just depending on who giving it.
Yeah.
What verse. Okay.
Go.
I got it now. I'm good now.
He says it's a manner of prayer. You know, some of people think that's when you got to pray, but it's a manner of prayer.
Right. I'm straight now. I'm just listening now. Take me off, because I keep talking. Take me off. Unmute. Mute me back up. I'm good. I got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Wave your hand.
God bless
you.
I got it.
Hey, I'm gonna say this here, man. That's beautiful, man. That was beautiful. That was very beautiful. And I like the way how we just had a dialogue just then, and we was conversing, right? And it was confusing from the beginning, but when you go to the Word, we go to the Word. This is what I love about God's Word. I want to do something with him. You ain't got to follow me, man. Nobody has to follow me. But I want to go somewhere in Psalms right quick. And I'm going to say this here because the Summit did something to me a long time ago, really. And it spoke to my spirit, man, because how we look at things, right, as believers, right? If you can bear with me, I want to read something, if you can bear with me. Psalm 73. Psalm 73. I went somewhere, but I got to go here for a minute. But it was a different thing about Asaph. Asaph was a choir director. He leaded the people in singing and worship, right? And when he does this, he was seeing all the corrupt people were doing things and getting blessed. And when nothing happened, but he goes to church every day and has a problem like we do, like trouble might come on every hand when you're doing this thing. Somebody says, "Oh, we know, but trouble gonna come on here while I'm serving God." Because when you are doing something for the Lord, brothers and sisters, trouble is gonna happen because he wanna change you from doing what you're doing. So, once you out there and seeing, he don't have to work, so he don't bother you. You already going that way. Watch this, brother.
Mm-hmm.
What I say to them. Now I want to read this. I know we ain't got to do this here. Let me do this. Oh, Jesus. I'm going to paraphrase it and get all the way down to the painful part of this here. And it, when Asaph was doing this, and he was petitioning to God, and God told, he got all the way down to verse 17, Reverend. Verse 17, 73 and 17. When you have time, my brothers and sisters, because I want to get back on that prayer. When you have time, read Psalm 73, Psalm 73. But this is what helped me and any believer to walk with God. Asaph did. He said, "Until I went to the sanctuary of God, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, then understood I therein." See, all that stuff he was wrestling with in his mind, he didn't understand none of that until he got into the sanctuary of God. Brother Willie was wrestling with some things. He'd been talking to things. And then he was navigating. He heard a lot. That's why we'd like to take you to the scripture and let you read it along with us so you can get the understanding with it. Because I can tell you that birds don't fly. And you listen long enough, I probably make you not believe it. But by taking you to the word and let you read along with me, and you read it, then God can give you, what, revelation. I just pray while ago, give us understanding. Help us when we get in here. And I'm glad Brother Woody was transparent right then. Some of you might have been right there along with him. Said, "Well, they taught me this way." But I'm telling you, look at the Asaph was. And let me tell you what he said. "Surely thou hast set them on what? In slippery places that they cast them down into destruction." That's what he said. So they looking good right now. I didn't want to go with it. That's something we might get touched later on. They looking good right now. But what's happening there, God has set them on. They got their reward coming, my brother. They get their reward coming for their lifestyle. Oh, heavenly Holy Spirit. But you just keep on going up there and directing the choir. You keep on going on there and going to church, fellowship, and getting with the saints and praising God, lifting them some voices. And you keep getting around church. I mean, people are trying to live right with God. I'm not saying he's not making a mistake. I said trying to live right with God. You keep being around there, and eventually you're going to get stronger and stronger, and you're going to start changing your walk. You're going to start changing the things you do in life. And what's what it is, you're going to be helped. Help me, Holy Spirit. You're going to be helped. Now, watch this. So I got to get out of here. Watch this here. I'm way back over here in the Matthew, y'all. I deviated for a minute because my brother was asking a question. And then the more I talked to him, we were going over things, but it was just looking at the word. So you can go look up something, and they give you something. That's why you got to go in-depth, Reverend. You got to go in-depth into your reading so you can get the full understanding of what God's trying to reveal to you. Help me, Holy Spirit. Again, so we can wrap this thing up. 6 and 14 again. "For if you forgive man their trespass, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not," watch it now, "man their trespass, neither will your Father," what? "Forgive you your trespass." Sometimes you think, Lord, I want you to forgive me, Reverend. Lord, I want you to forgive me. I really want you to forgive me. But what Eric did to me, no, I can't forgive him for that. God said, you can't come to me unless you forgive your brother too. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You've got to, because if you don't forgive your brother, I won't forgive you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And when they said transgress, that's sin. Somebody done something. You know what I'm talking about. And when you do this, somebody done something to you, and someone like, I forget him because I just won't forget. You know, but then let the truth be told, brother, you probably never forgive because when it come back up in your heart again, if that person do that same thing again, you go say, that's why I ain't never in a relationship. That's why I ain't never released it, man. I know you're going to come back and do it again. I know you're going to do it again, man. That's what he's saying, man. So I tell you like this, man. This ain't a good saying right now, but a lot of folks, I might be dead wrong, y'all, don't miss it because they won't forgive. Don't help me, Holy Spirit. They won't forgive, but truly, they just put it back there until you bring it up again, until you do something again, and it'd be fresher than you done it the first time. But God told us that the person comes to you, and you have need to forgive you, you have to forgive them too as well, brother. You have to forgive them, man. You have to forgive them, man. You have to forgive them, sisters and brothers. And watch this here, Brother Willie. That's why when we're reading the Word of God, and we're trying to get understanding out of the Word of God, I'm glad you did what you did. A lot of folks probably wouldn't do it because you said something. It might be stupid. No, it's not. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, we've all been taught. You got people over here in Chicago. You got people from Alabama, Ohio, Texas. You got people, and they're just on one part of the state on here. We've all been taught a little bit. But I'm telling you something. I don't fight too much on the doctrine. You know what I'm talking about? Because when it's all said and done, when someone starts talking about Romans, help me, Holy Spirit, 10 and 9, that's what it's about, Reverend. 10 and 9. You with me, Reverend? That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Watch what it says. He said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth,
mm-hmm,
the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believe on me should not be ashamed. For there is no difference between Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich and unto all them that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So all the doctrine, all the teaching, all the interpretation is fine. But when it comes here, it's got to stay clear. You can take me over there and say, well, this is what I think it really means, Eric. Reverend, they can take you somewhere, this is what it means, Reverend. They can do that all day long. But when it comes down by salvation, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, it should have the same meaning. I really believe it should have the same meaning. I believe that if you believe that God raised his son from the grave, you have access to heaven. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You'll be having them. What happened is when we fall short and we practice in sin, that's what that catches us from God. But falling short and getting up and repenting, it will keep you close to God. Because when the closer you get to God, the less mistakes you will make. Now, I'm not saying you ain't going to make none, but you start counseling yourself. You know what I'm talking about? Well, I need to kind of watch when I do this here. I need to watch how I have my children because he told me not to provoke them. Help me, Holy Spirit. I need to watch how I deal with my wife or my husband because he said if I love her, I wouldn't feed her no serpent. You know what I'm talking about? I wouldn't cast venom on her, you know what I'm talking about? And vice versa with the wife, you know what I'm talking about? Because you're all one. Okay, watch this here. That's how we have to be the believers. We should love one another, even in our thoughts. We should still love one another because we're all growing together. We're growing. Only God can separate this thing. Help me, Holy Spirit. He's going to separate the wheat from the... He's going to take that goat and keep him on the left. He's going to take that sheep and keep him on the right. God does that. That's what he does. All we got to do is try to live holy and sanctification before the Lord. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And what, we follow show that? Don't worry about it. He died for it. I know about it, but he died for it. He didn't cover it up. He didn't put you in the, he didn't put you in the road. All you got to do is get back on that street and start walking again. Keep that zeal of God. Keep him in your heart. I thank God for the teacher. I thank God for the Brother Willie Dog. Brother Willie, you came in, man. I like that. I like that. And then you allowed us to minister a little bit. You know, you stayed with it until you got an understanding. And I just thank God for that, you know. I think if anybody else if it was something said, if it was something misunderstood, if you want us to go back over, we will go back over. But there's a reward for a lot of prayers. He said they got their rewards. You know what I'm talking about? You want to be that humble servant and come to the Lord. I'm not trying to make you believe what I believe in. That's getting the book and reason with him, too. And he said it right. He said it right. We all got a way of doing it. I'm knocking nobody how they sound when they pray. That's between them and God. I just want to tell you, sometimes you might just say, Lord, I just need you. Lord, there are some things inside my heart. I want you to remove it. Lord, take it out so I can love this person. I mean, that's a prayer. And the power of it went at that because you showed us some humility. God wants us to be humble to one another. I know it's not popular, man. I know it's not probably a good way to bring none out. But I want to tell you something. Love hides a multitude of sins. Ask God to teach you how to love somebody. Teach you how to hold them. And not always have to be a physical love, but it can be a spiritual love. That when you see them, your spirit connives with love, with understanding. And with, you can watch this here, Reverend, that God can have control. I'm sorry
for breaking the line,
but I just want to let y'all know. Thank God for you coming out. Thank God for the hearing of the word. And we just ask you. We ask you. Okay, Brother Will. You know, I ain't looking at my phone, but I see it there.
Good morning again, man. And like I said, as every day, I enjoy the service. And some days I enjoy it more than others, but I enjoy the service regardless of I'm here. But I got another question. The more you talk, the more I think about it. Just say I'm going to Rehob Church, you know. I'm going to Rehob Church. Then all of a sudden you invite me to come to your church, and I go to your church, and I hear the different prayer that we were just talking about. Now, on this health form right here, I could get an understanding. How could I get an understanding if I was at a real church and the preacher taught that and I didn't understand it? I wanted to ask a question. How would I go about getting an understanding about that? How would I do that?
Well, my thing is I'm really prepared, but there's a lot of pastors approachable, right? And if it's not, then they might have somebody there to help you. You know what I'm talking about? To get the understanding from that. You know what I'm talking about? A lot of pastors should be approachable. That when you go to them, you can ask that question, which you know understand. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm saying like this here, to be respectful with it. You know, he or she should be receiving of that because they don't want nobody to leave there without understanding. If they preaching God's word and teaching God, they want you to ask the question. I'm cool right. with that, right? You know, and you go to Rehob Church and he teaches you. But I'm going to tell you this here, brother. I believe that. This is what I was taught. I believe every pastor and minister is getting his church to see Jesus. Now, the way he, watch this, and her do it, you know, that's where we got now. Where he and her doing it, and how they present them, they have to give to what the ability that God give them. You know what I'm saying? That's what God give them. They might not sound like, because y'all like name calls. Let me get another. It might not sound like Joe Osteen or Kerry like Jakes or somebody who you see renowned speaking all the time. But God gave them a way to give to the flock he has. The Bible said, I will give you pastors out of my own heart. You know what I'm talking about? And see, if they're a pastor out of God's own heart, they're going to lead you and teach you right.
Well, Reverend Brian, do you have a church that you preach at? Are you just an associate preacher, or do you have a church? Do you have a church?
I'm a associate minister there.
Okay, I was just wondering. See, because Do y'all ever put out at the church that anybody that didn't understand the teachings of the day, or anybody that's got any questions, or anybody that want to meet with the pastor or whatever, do y'all ever put that out to tell people that? Because maybe that's something you might need to start doing at the church, you know, maybe about 10 or 15 minutes after the service or something, if anybody got any questions or something like that. Do y'all ever put that out for the church so people know that they can come to y'all and talk to y'all?
Yeah, it's kind of like not like what you're saying. This is what we used to do, right? And then I'm just being transparent. We used to tell the pastor used to preach, right? And he'd come back late on that evening and go all right back over things he did. And sometimes he couldn't really just hit all the way a little in depth. He'd go a little farther late on that evening. And we knew he was going to do it, so he does it on Sunday evening.
But if I'm just a regular person out there in the audience, I mean, how does it benefit me if I need to talk to you, or I need to have something I want to discuss maybe with the pastor or something? How would that benefit me?
You can go up and ask them. When they have altar call, or when you go around or greet the pastor, or when you want to find a way to get to maybe ask some brother, a deacon, or something, and I want to ask this question. Could you give this to the pastor, or can I talk to him? I mean, you can do that. And I'll tell you, you know, I can't see very well, you know.
Right, well, I don't want to take up much time, but I got one more thing to get off my chest here, because I've been backsliding. On my standards, I've been backsliding real bad. You know, last week, like I said, with my brother passing, I don't know whether it was me or what, but I've been backsliding real bad. I need y'all to pray for me. I done started cursing more than I did. I had stopped cursing for a minute there so bad, but I done got back to cursing so bad. Every other word come out of my mouth lately been cursing. I done backslid. I need y'all to pray for me today and hope I can get back on track. I'm going to pray for myself, but maybe I need some extra prayer, y'all. I've been backsliding, Rip. I've been backsliding.
You did a great thing. You did a great thing. You know what you did? You acknowledge that you have a problem, and you acknowledge that you need help. And you even acknowledge, I'm going to pray for myself, but right now I feel like I need an intercessory prayer. I want you to pray with me. You know what I'm talking about? And I believe what the Bible says, where there are two or three touching agree in my name, I will be in the midst. I believe you know this, because you know that when you got a number of people believing in prayer, God will hear it. The same God took it out your mind before could do it again. See, what the deal is, brother, if you're around people and eventually you're going to be doing what they're doing. I just got to say, if you're not strong enough to be there, you know what I'm talking about, if you got to ask God why you're there, Lord, but move me from that, because I don't want to be doing this. You know what I'm talking about? Because the Bible says this here, man. That before we go out and try to be around people that live a lifestyle not according to what I want to live with, you might want to consider that, because what it is, it's hindering your walk. You know what I'm talking about? I'm not saying you can't dap them up. I ain't saying you can't do this. But when it's fine, like you feel like you're going to go off the handle, that's toxic. It's going to get in you. You know what I'm talking about? And when it gets in you, it's there. And sometimes it comes back seven times more. That's what you're telling me. Sometimes that sin be more than it was the first time. So my thing, brother, we're going to pray with you and pray for you. We always do it. But let me tell you something. I'm glad what you said. I'm going to pray for myself, too. You know what I'm talking about? We're going to touch and agree with you, man, because you did the powerful thing. You acknowledge it. You acknowledge that you need help. And let me tell you something. For the sake of a man, he's going to bless, because you did it boldly. Oh, it's a done deal, Reverend. Is that right about it, Reverend? It's a done deal.
That's right.
That God's going to bless
you, yes,
because you came and you was transparent. You didn't care who on this phone. And trust me, Brother Willie is on here every day that we on here. It's very seldom that you see him on this. You know what I'm talking about? He's on here every day. And all the way, and be fussing at us too, because sometimes we'd be too long. But my thing is that the brother loves us. Yeah, I believe that. I believe he loves us, and that's why he's hanging in with us. We're going to pray with you, brother. I'm going to lift it up to the Lord. Because we got strong Christians going to do what you do, brother. You got some strong
appreciate
sisters.
Appreciate it.
Right,
amen, brother.
Now.
Amen. Go ahead and mute me just in case. My phone might come off mute. I might be making noise or something. So go ahead and mute me. Thank y'all.
Okay.
And Reverend Henry, I love y'all and everybody. I love you.
Yes, Lord. God bless you. God bless you. Love you too.
You got strong Christians won't do what he just did. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about strong Christians. They say that, you know, they can get up and excite, they can do some things, but when it comes down to being transparent, they won't do it. They won't do it at all. And then, Martha, I'm sorry, but I see what you've got here. And Martha, we need to pray for her, too. She sent these nuggets out, you know, but what I've seen at the bottom here, we need to pray for Sister Martha, too, put her in the prayer that her results come back from God. Amen? That she's going to, you know, and God is a healer. So that's what I'm talking about. It's prayer time. That's what, you see how God did that, brother? He won't let us look like no
sinner.
You know what I'm talking about?
Thank you, Lord.
He knows, that's a creature. Everybody needs prayer. Trust me, when God put it out there, and he wants people to get healing, he wants people to be delivered. It might not move when you want it or how you want it to move, but we find out that he's an on-time God. Brother Willie did some things today, and I'm glad he did it. He opened up some things that a lot of folks probably wouldn't want to open up. The understanding of the Lord's Prayer, you know what I'm talking about? His brother just passed, you know, and he feel like he's been out there a little while, a little bit with his cussing spirit, you know. But we going to pray for that. God to remove it out of his mouth. God done it before. Hey, Reverend, I ain't going to put you out there, but he took cussing out of my mouth. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He said that. I know God do it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
I know
sir.
He do it. He'll make it. And a promise keeper.
Mm-hmm.
But what
yes,
helped
sir.
Me change my vote, everything that's coming, I got around Christ-like people, man. And I got around the Word and started reading it. And I see Brother Woody got a Bible. And I know you're reading it. And the more you get in the Bible, the more you start getting a fellowship with the Lord, the less all this stuff will come out. And I'm not saying you ain't going to make no mistake. I'm not saying that. But I guarantee you, the closer you walk with God, the less you make these mistakes, I know that. Because there's a conviction there. Because when you think about it, or when you say you stop it, man, I shouldn't have said that. I need to make this right. God been too good to me, man. I want to make this right. And you need to ask God for forgiveness and give you strength to fulfill that void. Because once he delivers you from that cussing spirit, you got to fill that void, man. And you're doing it by coming out Monday to Friday. I'm telling you that. But what makes it more for us is just when the forgiveness part of it. You got to know God and forgave you. He done forgave you. Now act, you know, and walk in his forgiveness. Then watch this. You might got to go back to the one you didn't cut down. So, brother, I'm sorry for doing what I did. Now, I know, Mike, you need to do that. I'm sorry for cussing your ass, you know. You know, just like we read 14 and 15. For if you forgive man, they'll trespass. Your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not man, they'll trespass. Neither will your Father forgive you your trespass. See, that's some things that hinder our prayer because we don't go back and do what God said. He wants us to go back and make that stuff right. Make it right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it might sound like you weak to the corner mind. It might make you sound like you weaker to the corner mind. But let me tell you, you're not. You know what? We need more people like you and anybody else who said, well, I was wrong. And I wanted to ask for forgiveness, brother. And you'd be surprised what that might do. We're going to pray for that, too. We're going to pray for God to soften your heart. And when you hear people come to you, you won't give them a rebuttal of cuss words. You'll tell them, man, I'm not going to entertain it. I'm just going to leave it alone. You change the rebuttal to, it don't need a fight. It don't need even my answer. You know what I'm talking about? I'm just going to leave it alone. I'm going to leave it. Oh, really? Your dog got soft, man. We can handle them, but that's the adversary, man. They might do buzz, but they love to see you act a fool. So, you know, they want to see you act a fool. They think that's all right. But I'm telling you, boy, once you found and taste the heavenly gift, you don't want to turn back. You don't want to go back to the things you used to do once you get them in your heart. Again, let me say, Aunt Martha, I asked for a prayer, you know. For the report of her from the doctor, and we got to pray for that. And Brother Willie asked for prayer for him and his in this language that he used, you know. And if anybody else, if we get in prayer, Red, I know you, I know she gave us a nugget, you know, she told us about the nugget, right?
Yes, sir.
Sometimes the nugget just be for us.
Let
me say this here. They don't mean we don't love her, but we want to be able to share. Because the main nugget is prayer for her. We're going to pray for her. We're going to pray for Yolanda.
Her
daughter, I mean. We're going to pray for everybody else. We're going to pray. If you hit the one button, we're going to lift it up, you know. We're going to lift it up in prayer. Rick, I'm going to be quiet if you put this thing on. I'll be on mine. You know, may God bless you, brothers and sisters. May you keep you. May you always be with you, while you go through this day. Always ask God for help. Don't be ashamed to ask God for help. He want to help us.
Mm-hmm.
He want to help us. Some of us got strong stuff that we need to release. God is there.
Mm-hmm.
He'll deliver you from it. He'll deliver you from it.
Amen.
If you got a little bit.
Amen.
I give God all praise this morning and His Son Jesus Christ, and I'm just touching and blessing this morning, and so pray for me, and I'll be praying for y'all, brother. Y'all strong to deliver the word. So y'all.
Hey, Brother Joe. Brother Joe. Hey,
yes,
brother
sir.
Joe. Won't God
do
it? Now, you know what I'm talking about, Joe. You know what I'm talking about, Joe? Won't God do it? God, little Joe, myself.
He will.
You know, little Joe, we want to be in the race game. You know, we want to get in there, you know, and we want to get among people, no matter what they do, what nationality, whatever it is, we want to get in there. But there was so much thought going, you know, cussing and talk about it. I mean, it's just a lot going on, you know what I'm talking about. But we wanted to get in there. You know, so we wanted to make a way that we could still stay where we are right now, walking with the Lord. And God made a way. Brother,
yes,
he made a way. He made a way. And remember, Willie Dollar? We used to listen to Willie Dollar on the back and say, Lord Jesus, it was a time you couldn't get on Willie Dollar's show if you didn't call on time. If you wait, you know, like they got that 15-minute window, if you didn't call in, if that 15, like the first two call, it'd be, you know, they said it's foolish that you can't get in. You know what I'm talking about? Now you've been pushing towards God. Oh, you know, now you've been pushing towards God. He's been getting closer to God, and then God come on his show. He's got the brothers and sisters to come on and speak on his show, and now you can get in. Oh, help me, good.
Yes, sir.
You can get in, you know what I'm talking about? But the Bible said, Reverend, I know I'm talking too much, but the Bible said that. He said, we told him, Reverend, he said, enter ye at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, Brother Joe, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there which go there into that. He said, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And a few, he said, a few, there be there find in it. And you find many ways going around. I read about on Joseph, stay on Joseph in the Testament, man. We pray for this day, didn't we, Joe? We pray for this day.
Yes, we did.
We pray for them. We be able to get on with all the brothers, man, and try to induce God, man, in a different way. They've been listening to. We did. We pray for that.
He will do it because these episodes was real raw when we first started listening. Yes, sir.
It was wrong, boy.
Oh,
God, do it, brother. He did it, man. Whoever thought Brother Willie
Dollar
would do it. But I'm going to get out of here, man. I'm going to testify for him because he won't hit the one button again. He retired, and he didn't wake up until a certain time, and nobody could call until a certain time because he was honoring, you know, dumb. Don't call me until a certain time. But when we start doing the ministry over here, man, he only had to hit a long call. He if he ain't the third or fourth caller, he'd be on every day, man. Don't tell me what God won't do, man. God would do it. The same person just asked for prayer for cussing. The same God loves him. As I know I'm right about it, real. Is that right, real?
That's right.
The same God.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I know he's right. He's a healer and a deliverer. Yes, sir. I'm going to be glad. I thank you, brother. Brother
Joe? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I remember it's in your hand, man. I'm sorry, man. I was trying to get out here at night, but God did something else.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless. God bless us again. And just to add on to when we confess with our mouth, we believe in our heart, a way is made for us unto salvation, saving us from the very effects of evil. When we ask God, we sincerely ask it, and even when we ask Him openly, hallelujah. And you confess, you acknowledge that you have a problem. And you've already set yourself up for a blessing. So when you say to God in sincerity, God will answer a sincere prayer, especially if it's a way that'll be pleasing unto Him, especially if it's for something that you just want to be better for the Lord because you love Him, because you're thankful for how He spared your life, how He kept you through life, how He carried you thus far. We thank God today. I want to thank Him for all my deliverances that He's given unto me. I want to thank Him for my family, even ask prayer for my family, my wife, my daughter, my son-in-law, my grandchildren, my siblings, my church family, my God's clean family, all those that love the Lord. I ask prayer in the name of Jesus. Even hallelujah for sister at our church. Hallelujah. As prayer for, oh, thank you, Jesus. So our loved one, it's impossible to answer a prayer in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Every heart that will be open unto God, that will look unto Him and lean on Him and depend on Him. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Well, I realize where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So for a moment, I ask, hallelujah, as we would meditate on the Lord in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And so as I whisper this little short prayer, Father, thank you, Lord. Father, which art in heaven, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing us this opportunity that we can look unto you, that we can just come with thanksgiving upon our hearts. Thank you for your love, your kindness, your grace, your mercy. Thank you, Lord. We just want to tell you that we love you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for your strength. Thank you for your when you let us know we've been forgiven. Thank you for our forgiveness. And you bless us that we may forgive others. We thank you. We love you. Those that requested prayer, Father, we ask that you bless them. Bless brother Willard. You know what he needs. You know the desires of his heart. In the name of Jesus, bless them, Father God, and find that spirit, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that causes him, to do things that he don't want to do, Father God, but sometimes anger causes those weakness of the flesh, but we find that in the name of Jesus, we tell you, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, give us strength, Father. Keep on being pleasing in our sight. Give us strength, Father, to keep looking unto you from which cometh all our help. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for Aunt Martha. Continue to give her, hallelujah, what she needs. Touch her body. And if it be your will, Father God, give that good doctor's report that she's so waiting on, that we'll be ever mindful to give your name the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that you're allowing us to feel right now, the love that you're allowing us to feel. We just say thank you, Lord. I want to tell you that we love you. Thank you for being here with us, Father. Thank you for being in attendance with us. Thank you for, oh, hallelujah, your mercy, your grace, your kindness, your counsel. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for my wife. Give her what she needs. Thank you for my daughter. Hallelujah. Give her what she needs, Father God. Thank you. Oh, for my son-in-law. Continue to bless him. Give him strength in him. Oh, Father God, my grandchildren, give them, protect them as they go back and forth, and give them the strength they need to be Christians in the name of Jesus. And all, every heart, Father, that's open up to thee, Father God, bless us as a family, a Christian family. Bless us in the name of Jesus. We just love you, Father. We thank you. Thank you for this opportunity that we can talk to you. In Jesus' name, we lift up this prayer to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Is someone else that wants prayer? Someone else just want to tell God thank you. You can push the word button in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I just want to thank him again for his love.
His love, his mercy, his grace. You know, it's to our benefit that we praise the Lord. It's to our benefit that we live righteous. It's to our benefit. Hallelujah. He continues to talk to us. He continues to put things on our mind that we may help others and warn others, that we may be ready when it calls, when it comes for us. And what a love I see in that. So tell God, thank you. Keep us looking unto him. And keep us trying to please him with our lives. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.
All right, man. God is good.
Yes, sir.
If it be God's will.
I like the tale of a testimony. I was woken, you know, when I was waking up this morning. He just whispered, you know, I just heard his spirit whisper Psalms 100, you know. And man, it was just beautiful. And it was like just a sweet voice. it's just serving the Lord with gladness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to thank God for that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, sir. Well, we prayed. We can be blessed with a beautiful song.
Women in general. I wanted to bring our daughter so that they could hear about some of these women.
All right, good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. I wanted to just end the weekend with all of us lifting our voice in praise.
I almost think that this is going to be the best event because the music itself is going to be off the wall crazy.
Everybody in the beginning was like, oh, yes. Hallelujah. What came next surprised everybody. I said to BB, you know what needs to happen. He said, got it. And then it happened. Gospel singer BB Winans stepped into the audience and started passing the microphone.
And I know it's strange to come over you.
BB handed the microphone to Shirley Caesar.
But it changed my mind yesterday. And it changed my heart.
Oh, honey, it was over. It was all over. It was just over. I knew it. I knew you could not have Gladys Knight and Dionne Warwick and Patti LaBelle and Shirley Caesar, the mother of gospel music here. You could not have all of them anywhere and not have Jesus show up. Jesus showed up and showed out.
Dion, can you take us down that walk?
I'm changed, so changed. And I'm so glad, I'm so glad, so glad, so glad. Oh, 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 him from a special place. He took away all the pain, all the pain of the years.
Spontaneity was the force. It was spectacular.
These legendary singers blew us away, and not one note was planned or rehearsed.
I was sitting there watching it go down. I'm looking at this person in the mic, and I'm like, oh, man.
They were passing the mic around. I'm like, oh, I hope they don't come near us.
For the change, from this day, we won't walk the same. We gonna walk taller. We gonna think higher. We gonna be better.
It was so funny because all the white folks were like, what is going on here? My Lord, this is really something. I think that may be the most transcendently spiritual moment I've ever been part of.
You can't imagine sitting there in this spectacular environment and feeling the Spirit of God and celebrating the blessing.
Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. Oh, I've never experienced anything like this before in my life. It's so wonderful.
I'm just absolutely floored. And my thing leaving here, I'm going to dream bigger and dream more.
All clear to me. Oh. Oh. I'm supposed to continue this amazing, incredible, how could we ever live up to it example? And we will. We will live up to it.